Welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
Aloha.
Nice. And today we are on episode 72 of the mix. 72. Nice. That's a lot of episodes. Yeah. And today we got some more bangers. Well, one.
Well, they're the big budget stuff, you know?
Yeah, big budget stuff.
Blockbusters. There we go.
Yeah, that's the word. Thank you. We have Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. We have Indiana Jones. What is it? The Dial of Destiny.
Yeah.
and we have The Idol. So, yeah, I wasn't super excited to watch this slate. Only Mission Impossible, pretty much. But, yeah, so let's just start there anyway. What were your thoughts on the brand new Mission Impossible
movie? Yeah, I know, I was ready, man. Like, I don't know, these movies are like so different from everything else, because like I guess like they really try to do like they try to market all the stunts and all that, but like,
yeah,
other than that, even like the story itself is still like, I like how fast paced and like it's thrilling too. That's the word. Thrilling. It's so engaging. And I just love that spy stuff where it's trying to be fun too, but like also keep you on your toes. And yeah, this series does that, and this one isn't different. It's really good.
Yeah, I really like this one too. I think it makes it better because like there's a lot of videos that go around, or like, I don't know about a lot, but there's those videos ever since I've seen Tom Cruise like doing his actual stunts.
Yeah,
like it's when I see it on screen, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah, like you see, he's like really doing it. Yeah,
and it's like, oh, like he's really doing whatever is going on here. And that makes it even cooler to me. But yeah, like you said, like there's nothing like it, man. I was so hyped for this.
Yeah.
It's like one of like the best action.
I feel like this one is funnier than the other ones too. There's a lot of comedy in this one, actually. I was like laughing a lot. The theater was
me too, kind of.
Yeah.
Like okay, the what made me laugh, one of the parts was the train, when the train kept falling and they kept having to climb up.
No,
and
yeah,
I was like, oh my god, that reminded still
me,
going.
That reminded me of John Wick when he kept falling down the stairs.
Yeah. That part was crazy. I was like, oh my god, they have to call another one.
I know, I would be dead.
It's such a stupid amount of time. But yeah, it was pretty funny. And then what else? I don't know, something about them like being the whole concept of like putting a face on and being someone else, it's still like,
that is so, yeah, that's so interesting too. Like,
yeah, they're just like,
I always, it's there's so much time in between the movies too, where you're like, you forget that's a thing. So when they do it, it's like, oh shit, even though it's like, you should, like, we should know by now.
Yeah. I like the bit too where they were like, the guy tried to like peel the neck to like make sure it wasn't a mask. That was so funny too.
I also like that too. There's this time around, there are different like factions, I guess. So it made like the feel more like epic. I feel like is what I'm trying to say. There's like those guys, the freaking they're like kind of stupid though. But I guess you kind of need that. Then there's like the different what's their name? Gabriel. Yeah, Gabriel. And then there's another faction too. Where like, but like in the car chases, they're all there. So I was like, oh shit, this is pretty crazy, you know?
Yeah,
I like that stuff too.
Yeah, that was really good. What did you think of, I don't want to spoil it, but I want the bridge portion.
The bridge. Oh, okay. No, I thought, I knew it was necessary for the story, but like, it was kind of dirty though. Like, to the character, I guess, without spoiling it.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it, but I was like, they didn't really have any other use for that, so I guess like just to get out of the way,
it just feels bad because like this movie and the two before it, it was the same director, right? Like he took over and then he's still making them.
Yeah,
she's like, oh fuck. Well, that person's an OG like with this director, so it's just like, damn, you know. So it feels bad, but it was necessary. We were trying so hard.
we're doing so good.
my gosh.
But yeah, I kind of felt like they were just switching from one to another.
Exactly, yeah. And it was for the story too. Like they kind of needed that, because like they're explaining it themselves too in the movie. Like, Ethan that motivation for Ethan to do something at the end, which I was surprised too, though. Like, he, damn, yeah, so tough. Talk about it without spoilers, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was part of the villain's game, I guess. Which was really good, too. The villain, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the villain. Super good. Or the villains.
Yeah.
I liked the concept of the villain was good.
No, yeah, I liked it, too.
Yeah, it was all really good.
Because I'm like, yeah, Ethan Hunt, at this point, he's like, he's kind of OP. Like, he always knows a way out, and he always has his plans. So the only way to beat that is, like, something like that, too, right?
Yeah. So, that,
yeah, it
that
is like, really good.
Yep.
That's so, Gabriel, at first, Gabriel, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, why is he, like... Like, at first, I was, like, kind of, like, mad, you know? Like, no way this guy is on the same level. But then again, it was part of the bigger villain's, like, whole thing, too. Like, yeah.
They explained it well. Yeah. I'm with that. What else was I going to say? Ugh, I had something, and then now it's gone. let's see. What else? I didn't know that was Mantis until like somebody pointed out
after. Oh wow. Oh yeah, her character's really good too.
The Psycho. The end part, I was kind of I didn't know how to feel like spoiler.
Like what did?
Yeah, like what they okay.
So okay, she, okay, okay, okay.
She was dead and then she was alive and then she was dead again, but then she had a pulse at the end, so I'm assuming she's alive still. Oh, I don't know, maybe I'm just overdoing this. I don't know. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think she did have a pulse. I know he like felt her thing, but I think she was like, did he really react to it? I think he was like,
I'm pretty sure I heard him say,
"Oh,
we
shit,
have
really?
A pulse." So I was like, what?
"Oh yeah,
how,
no, you're,
how is that
you're
possible?"
Right. You're right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was really cool. I could like go either way. Yeah, if it comes back or not.
But like, if they were gonna bring her back, then why didn't? They didn't have to do all that. But it's fine. It's nitpicky stuff. Still really cool. Let's see. Okay. And then go ahead.
You probably were going to say it.
Was I? Okay. So I got the question. How was this different for you than Spider-Verse? Because my whole thing was like, oh, Spider-Verse was, you know, didn't have a complete story. And but this
exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Well, I wanted to get your thoughts first on like.
No. Okay. No, they knew right away what they were trying to do with the part one, part two. Like what they did right was going the whole time it's about the key. So when you like complete the whole story, starting with the key, ending with the key,
it works better.
Like, yeah.
It's a complete arc. Oh, yeah. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I was like, no, it's different. But I don't know why it's different. Cause like at the end you get that like,
cause that's the whole point of the movie was this key. And then,
yes,
but at the end we kind of like feel resolved with that, you know?
So. Yes,
and Ethan Hunt, he also has like a character arc too for part one, so yeah all the characters do, actually. I feel like all the characters do have like a
for arc. An action like series of movies, I feel like the story is like still really good almost every time, you know. But yeah, what would you give this out of 5?
It's a solid 4. Okay, so it's not a 5 for me. I feel no after like the first until the bridge part, I was like, oh, it's a 5. Because it was just like nonstop. That's why I love these movies, because they are nonstop like that. Like, they do not like let up. But I forget, there's something that happened where I was like, I don't know about that. But then like later on, it like kind of explained it. But also, I liked Fallout better, the movie before this one. I feel like that one was just like nonstop, like what I wanted. And then like, it doesn't like fluff around with the story or anything. It just like gets to the point. That's why I like that one. And the pacing is so good in the other movie too.
I'm going to give it a 4.2. I think it was really solid, though. That reminds me, though, what you said, the bridge portion. It's kind of made me laugh in the theater, too, but I don't think it definitely wasn't intentional. There was a lot of cuts to Ethan just, like, running. Like, he was running for a long time.
I mean, it's the Tom Cruise run, man. That's, like, a staple.
His sprint form is immaculate.
Yeah.
He was sprinting, bro.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm villain, dude. I was like, it was like messing with it in his ear, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
oh yeah. I was like,
so
oh,
tough
no.
to watch, bro. Like, oh, he's losing right now.
But he was running for a long time in that part, and they kept cutting back and forth between like this big fight and him running. And it was a lot.
He's still going.
Yeah, he's still running, bro. I thought it was so funny.
There were good callbacks to the first movie too, because I watched the first movie is the only one I gave a 5 stars, because that one was like pretty crazy.
See, I couldn't even remember anything from the first movie.
Yeah, it's like, the magic trick is a callback. Like, he would do that in the first movie. Where like,
oh really?
Yeah. And then the guy that he was talking to at the start in that room, he was also like his original boss. So that was cool too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that beginning portion with all the government guys, I thought that was a really cool scene too.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I
like even the part. Opening, like the opening with the submarine was I was like, that's cinema. Like, all they did was film in a room. And it's like, it feels intense. It's like, damn, yeah. That's cinema, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, it's such a good movie. But yeah, it's solid 4. Definitely worth seeing in the theater for sure. Kind of sad that, I mean, this is the last one, right? After part 2.
I mean, they said they're down to do more, actually. Because I guess filming it, they're like, damn, we can't stop, you know? Like,
wow. Yeah. I mean, as long as Tom Cruise can do it, like.
Yeah. He wants to make a space movie.
Ooh.
Like a literal like movie in space. I know like he wants to do something like that. So yeah.
That guy is crazy, man. He's too old to be jumping off with a motorcycle, bro.
You see the behind the scenes of that, like his cast members watching, like Simon Pegg and all, and the girls too.
No, I didn't see that.
They're like, he does this every time. Like, they're like so scared for him because it's like, bro, he could actually die. And they're like, every movie.
That was the one I was like, he's actually doing this. And I'm like, he's alive still. Like, that's so crazy.
I don't know.
But yeah, unbelievable. Unreal, that guy.
Unreal.
But yeah, definitely go watch that movie. It's so good. All right. Moving on to our next movie on the slate, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I personally was not excited to watch this movie because I couldn't even understand why they were making this movie. It's so, they should have made it like 10 years ago, I feel like, if they were going to do it, you know?
They did make one 10 years ago. Or even before that too. That was like when we were like, that was like 2007, I think, 2008. I remember watching that one in theater.
Like, it's too late for this, bro. But what were your thoughts on the movie?
I actually liked it. Really? I didn't love it though, but I thought it was interesting. Because I also watched I only watched Raiders of the Lost Ark and Crystal Skull, which is the one that we were just talking about. So I finished all of them before I came to watch this one. Mm. Oh yeah, I also told this to you too. Like, and then seeing him old as hell in this is like, bro, this is so sad. He's like so young and like, yeah, in the other movies. I'm like, damn, it's depressing. But I did like it because it did feel like an Indiana Jones movie where it's just like, he's like, you know, he's like globetrotting and he has to find these clues and he's trying to find the treasure. And yeah, I think there's just like, for people that don't like this, it's like, that's just, there isn't a place for that kind of movie anymore. I feel like it's just like old school now, you know?
Damn.
It's gonna make people feel old saying that, but I think that's just what it is.
That's the vibe I got, like, during it. Like, man, this seems like something I would watch in, like, a film class I had, like, a while back. Because
that vibe was, like, the blockbuster of, like, whenever Raiders came out. We sound like such Gen Zers, bro. But that's how I feel, though. And then watching this, it's just, like, I'm seeing that movie, but it's, like, that's not the kind of blockbuster we make anymore.
Yeah. So, I didn't watch any Indiana Jones movie all the way through before this. So this was my first actual, like, only, like, clips or, like, portions of it where it's, like, kind of in the background or whatever. But this is the first one I watched all the way through, and I was like, man, like, I don't want to say it. Like, bored is a little bit harsh, but I wasn't thrilled, I guess. Because you kind of, you're following the clues. You kind of know, I don't know. It just didn't feel like anything was suspenseful or anything like that. It felt like a TV series almost, where like it reminded me like of something I'd watch on TV as a kid, where it's like they're explaining, oh, this means this, and then that means we have to go do
that's
this.
How it is.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool, we'll go do that. But I don't know, nothing crazy, like you said. I think it's just kind of felt outdated. I'm surprised. I don't know why they did this movie, like.
I will say, like, if you're a fan, which you probably are, of like the other ones, then this one is like, yeah, it's like on the same, I'd say it's on the same level. But I don't think it's gonna win anybody over. Like, if you don't like the character of Indiana Jones, I don't see how this is gonna win you over, seeing him all old and
yeah
yeah
And but my question, like, is there a lot of, was there a lot of,
yeah, people loved, or, really? Oh, well, for a new movie, I don't
for
know,
for another movie though. Yeah, like, I know the old ones are kind of classics, but I don't, yeah,
yeah, I don't know, but like, yeah, I don't know.
There's not really much else to say about it. It was kind
of
just...
I like the formula of these movies where it's like, there's, you know, there's this treasure that we try to find. Yeah. And then along the way, there's like there's a set piece where it's like the big action stuff. And then in between, yeah, we're finding clues. I just like that formula. So it's really good. Uncharted did it a little bit too.
You know what would have made me like this movie better? Spoiler alert. If they actually left him in the past and he died there.
Damn. What'd you think of
not
that?
Not because I don't like, I just think it would be like, you know, more unexpected.
I feel like that's the vibe that they, like, I felt like they, I was like, oh shit. Like, I don't think they're going to do it, but like, I like that story. I like that storytelling where it's like, it's really depressing. And that's, I guess that's the vibe, like that he wants to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it was just okay. What would you give it out of 5?
It's a solid 3. I liked it. Oh no. No, yeah, it's a 3.
I'm gonna go 2.5 here.
What do you think of that part where, like, that whole crazy thing at the end? You just think it was out there, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of I guess it was a good twist. I mean, it was kind of, yeah, like, wait, what, why are they, oh, and I was like, oh shit, okay, like, where's this going? But I don't know. It wasn't enough, I guess.
Yeah. Because I know for the movie before this, people were like, oh, blah, 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 because, like, they included aliens. And that was like, there's always like a fantastical thing at the end of these movies. And then, yeah, the last one was aliens. And people, like, hated that for some reason.
Huh.
And then this one, yeah, that was that. And then people, yeah, again, hated it. They hated it again.
Oh, really? They hate that?
Yeah.
I thought it was it kind of piqued my interest a little bit.
I know, me too. I was like, it's kind of interesting, though. Like, and it kind of, yeah, like, works with the whole movie's trying to say about, like, you know, growing old and whatever, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it.
But yeah.
I definitely don't think it made the movie worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2.5. It's a Disney Pluser when it gets there. If you really want to watch it, wouldn't go to the theater for it. But yeah, moving on from there. Okay, I was actually most excited to talk about this. The Idol. Because this is the weekend's Max show with Sam Levinson. And it basically got, like, trashed the whole way, I feel like.
Yeah.
Horrible reception, everything. So I went into it expecting something, like, really vile and disgusting and, like, trashy. Well, not to say that it's not those things, but I was expecting much worse than what we got. But what were your first impressions of it?
I kind of want you to go first because my memory's kind of foggy. You know? That was like...
Okay, yeah. So, like I said, like, this, I think it was...
Shit. Oh, okay. I was worried for a second. I was like, what the frick happened? Damn it.
Right. Yeah, so like I was saying, I think it wasn't as bad as people are making it out to be. I think it was fine.
Yeah,
I agree too. Followed the plot. It had a plot. It wasn't just sex all the time. I haven't watched the entire,
which was,
of
but
Euphoria,
the thing is, though, the sex was really unnecessary, though. It's like, bro,
it was
what are we doing here? it wasn't like anything. Like, people are making it seem like it's like really gross and dumb. Or not, yeah, it is dumb. It's really gross and, like, inappropriate. But it's just, like, any old random sex scene in anything else, you know?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, exactly. I didn't think it was so out there and egregious. Like, it was just kind of unnecessary, like you said.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean... I don't know. I just think it's getting more flack than it is. It was a little boring in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like,
it has to introduce all these characters, but it's like,
yeah,
can you introduce the story too, though, like a little,
yeah,
bit?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where it's like the first episode, I'm just like, where are we going here? And then they meet at the end and it's like, oh, okay, well, now I have to wait to see what happens next episode.
Yeah,
again.
So,
but yeah,
I think it really picked up 3, 4, and 5.
And that's the thing, though. There's only 5 episodes. I was telling you this, I was like, oh, it's kind of picking up. But that was the end of episode 4, and it was like on the season finale, and I was like, bro, like I was just getting interested.
And you're ending. Yeah. I think the cast was like
the cast really was really for the good. Most part, though. The performances were really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the performances.
Well, what about The Weeknd? Are we including him in that?
I think he was fine. I thought he was kind of funny at parts. But
I think he could be a good actor. I just don't know why they made this role for him. He just doesn't seem like that kind of guy. Yeah.
Because it's The Weeknd. Like, yeah. There's parts where it's like
I see his music videos, and it's like I could see him being like a, you know, like a happy, like energetic, super like hyper guy. Like, he's not really this person though. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's just the voice. I don't know. His look and the voice doesn't really match what he was going for, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I thought, okay. So my one thought of like, okay, I was trying to think, why did they have all this sex in there? So there's the part in the closet when they're shopping for clothes, right? Where she stops. Was that after the first bedroom part where I was like, why am I watching this?
That was like the end of episode 2. Yeah, and that was like the start of episode 3.
So I guess this is kind of a reach, but I was like, that closet part was like, or the part before was like, oh no, she's lost it. But then in the closet, it's like, but wait. Does she actually have control over this kind of a little bit? Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of reaching right there. I don't know. It was still like did not require all of those minutes of that uncomfortable stuff.
See, my thing, I was telling this to you too. If you're going to show her boobs and whatever and her butt a lot, it's only fair that we get to see The Weeknd's penis. Like, like if we're going to have 2 leads and only one of them gets to be naked, it's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to see his penis, but it's like, you know, I think it's only fair. I don't want to see it either, but it's like, it's so, you know, I don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like less thoughts nudity out there would be fine also.
Just overall, just like...
I don't think all of it was necessary. What did you think of, like, the base, like, the raw story arc of it?
I don't know, man. I did feel something. Nah, I didn't feel. I didn't. That's kind of doing too much. That's giving too much. But like by the end, I was just like, I didn't go like, huh? You know, like I did look at the characters a little differently than I did at the start. The Jocelyn, Jocelyn's in. I was like, okay, whatever. Like that's kind of. I don't know that take on it is like a little weird. Like so, like she's the one, in control now. So it's like I don't know about
pimped
that.
Became the pimp.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, sure. If that's what you want to say, that's not that. It's not that like crazy or anything. But yeah. I did feel a little bad for Tedros at the end, and I was like, oh, you know, like
yeah.
But then I remembered all that she did, so I was like, all right, like, never mind.
Yeah, that's all. Also, like the Weeknd, like I don't know, he had I don't know how to describe it, like a sad vibe. I was like, oh, yeah, it's The Weeknd, he's sad.
Like, there's a part where like he's trying to get into the concert, right? Yeah. And then he was like, oh, it's for Tedros. And then they're like, oh, we don't have anything for Tedros. And he said his other name. And then they're like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, that was pretty interesting. I forgot what his other name was. But like, that was the scene. And I was like, oh, that was pretty. Yeah. Like, there's change there, you know, in his character.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't say, like, I was like, it moved me or anything. But I was entertained, I guess.
Yeah. Sam Levinson does that okay, where it's like, he knows how to like make chaos happen. Like they did that for the first episode where like just a bunch of shit's going on. It's like,
yeah,
trying to make you feel stressful and anxious. And he does that in Euphoria a lot too.
Hmm.
So that's like in this show a little bit.
That's the other thing. Like, isn't people like Euphoria, right? But why? I don't know.
People like to trash on it too.
Isn't it? Oh, really?
It's just the main like drug part with Zendaya. That's what people like, I think. And Sydney Sweeney. She's all right.
I don't know. I didn't watch all of Euphoria, but I feel like it's the same vibe, you know? But all right. What would you give it out of 5?
Damn, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. Because I want to give it a 3 because it is well made. Like, I don't want to like undermine anybody else that's worked on it.
Mm.
But I'll say it's a 2 because, you know, like, again, I was just like trying to reach to her, like, remember what to talk about. And then, It didn't move me as much, I guess.
Yeah. I was kind of interested by it, but it could have been a lot better, I feel like. So I'm going to go 2.5 here. I was expecting worse, but it could have been a lot better too. So
yeah,
that's where I'm at on that. All right. That is actually all we had planned today. A little short episode. Well, that's actually not that short. We were talking for a little while. PSA, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish is on Netflix. If you haven't seen that movie, it's a 5 out of 5. Go watch that.
Eh.
Okay. That's my PSA. Go watch it. but yeah, so let me get my plugs off. Also, please make sure to follow us on socials at Mix Podcasting on Instagram. That's where we post like live updates or updates of when we're going live, clips, things like that. And also follow us on TikTok at The Mix Pod. That's where we mostly post our segment clips. And then if you like the show, the live show, please be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other week. And next episode is going to be a banger.
Yep.
Because it's what do you call it? Barbenheimer?
Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer week. So we got Oppenheimer, Barbie, and also Secret Invasion. And probably something else also. But yeah. That has yet to be determined. But we definitely are going to have the big two summer banger movies on our slate yep. here coming up. So that is exciting also. But yeah, what do I usually say? Not any last words, but
it's so dramatic.
I don't want to kill you. Like,
I don't, final thoughts, maybe? I don't know. What do you say?
I don't even, why am I not, I did this 71 other times and now I can't remember what I tell you.
Maybe you do say last words. I don't know. I don't got nothing. Well, since you plugged the Puss in Boots, I don't know.
Oh yeah, plug something.
Watch The Kissing Booth on Netflix, I guess.
Oh my god, no. Plug something good.
Okay, let me real quick. Right.
What's the one you were telling me on Netflix that I didn't watch?
Oh, Nimona. It's a new animated movie. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll add that to the slate next time if I get to it.
Oh, watch The Flash on digital.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. That's the first thing I saw.
Don't copy his running form, everybody.
Oh yeah. Copy Tom Cruise's.
if you want to learn how to run, watch Tom Cruise, bro. He's a professional runner. But yeah, that's gonna do it for us this time. We will see you all next time on The Mix.